Well, with a new president in the White House, late-night talk show hosts may have less material to work with. Anti-Trump jokes and diatribes have become a regular staple for comedians in the past 4 years. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here now to discuss the future of late-night TV without Donald Trump to kick around. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Donald Trump could really get Stephen Colbert fired up at The Late Show. Here he is the night after the Capitol insurrection.
This is the most shocking, most tragic, least surprising thing I've ever seen. For years now, people have been telling you cowards that if you let the president lie about our democracy over and over and then join him in that lie and say he's right when you know for a fact that he is not, there will be a terrible price to pay. But you just never thought you'd have to pay it, too.
Now that their muse is out of the White House, what do you think Colbert and other late-night hosts are going to do?
Well, their muse is out of the White House, but he's not necessarily out of trouble. There's still going to be an impeachment trial. And, of course, we have the pandemic. And, of course, we have all the political fights that are going to result from the Biden administration's efforts. Trump liked to be at the center of the conversation all the time. And I think a lot of people just got worn out by that. And so the question will be, how can the late night host kind of calibrate what they're doing to meet that feeling, you know, where people may kind of be tired of the really intense talk about politics and may want them to find a new direction?
You're right. I mean, many of these comedians had to take on the more serious role of political commentator with Trump in the White House. I know you've been keeping an eye on the new Amber Ruffin show. How did she handle the former president?
What I love about Amber is that she's always trying to get people to see things from the perspective of people of color and women of color, especially. And she had a great routine about enjoying the fact that white supremacists were being held to account. And I think we have a clip of it.
Is it the way you think it's okay to smash up the Capitol building? Is it the way you think you're innocent? 'Cause you just helped.
I'm waiting for years for a change. Now it's starting to shift. I feel so ashamed, but I must admit that there's an appeal to how you make me feel. Your sadness fills me with joy.
So, yeah, she loves doing these sort of takeoffs on R&B songs and things like that. Yeah. But the point of that one was just enjoying this environment where white supremacists were being held to account. So Amber has staked out, you know, a unique position.
Yeah, Eric, what about Jimmy Fallon at The Tonight Show? You know, this is a guy who's been criticized for a while for going easy on Trump all the way back to 2016 when he messed up Trump's hair during that interview. How did Fallon's approach to Trump end up serving him in the end?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Jimmy Fallon, as talented as he is, and I think he is talented, comes across as a kind of a phony and kind of a lightweight. I think he has had trouble meeting the moment of both Trump and the coronavirus. We have a little clip of one of his monologues. Let's sample his comedy.
It feels like the country is back. Sure, the GPS took us on some crazy back road for the last 4 years, but now we're back on Main Street, and we can tell people we were lost.
Eric, I can kind of hear what you mean there.
Yeah, you know, he's not really imparting any new information. He's just telling a funny joke, which, you know, a few years ago in late night might have been enough. But these days, it really isn't. And so I think he's got to hope that the tenor of the times change a little bit, because otherwise he's still going to feel like he's not meeting the moment.
The shows we're talking about pretty much universally reviled Donald Trump, and as far as I can tell, really made no effort to reach out to anyone who voted for him over the last 4 years. Do you think that does any damage to those shows? And do you think that, you know, maybe now that Trump is gone, it would help them to broaden their audiences again? What do you think about that?
Well, I think the bottom line is, to be successful in late night, you have to have a sense of reality and what you're talking about. And I think it's hard to do that and also reach out to a constituency that insists on believing things that are demonstrably untrue. I think the bigger question is, will late night audiences retain their appetite for very serious, grounded commentary, or will they want something that is a little more fun and a little less obsessed with the headlines? And, you know, all of these people have proven that they're capable of that kind of work, and whether or not they can shift to meet that moment is going to be their challenge, I think.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks as always. Have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.